I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. I've got a couple of amazing ideas that I believe are really cutting edge, and the general theme of tonight's program will be around avoiding some of the minefields of living in North America on planet Earth at this point in time. And but before we get into the heart of the issue for this evening, I'd like to at first give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And in following with our theme tonight of some very self-empowering concepts concerning navigating your way through life in 2014 in North America, planet Earth, I think one of the things that's really a good starting point is a good meditation routine. And in that vein, I'd like to have our guys in the booth now share with the audience a short clip concerning the Hari Om mantra meditation.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari Om.
Yes, the Hari Om meditation mantra, and that was led by the great Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of the more renowned yoga masters in the world, the late Satchidananda, now since 2002. He and Paramahansa Yogananda, two of the more popular yoga teachers, masters in North America, and I've had the pleasure of being a student of both. I'd also like to mention at the end there with the Shanti. Shanti basically an Indian word meaning peace. And certainly a good mantra meditation, a nice starting point for beginning to live life in these current times and developing a base vibration. And certainly on ET Yoga, we're looking at self-empowering ideas, both psychologically and physically, to help make us more in tuned with our true selves and our higher selves, and also the ET and the yoga mix on ET Yoga is what it's all about. And certainly both the ETs and the yogis both agree about water and pure water. I can't emphasize how much water is a factor in daily life on this planet. And in that light, the Pleiadians also talk about that as well, and I'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Bashar, also a big fan of pure water. And lots of research has been being done with respect to water being a perfect reflector of consciousness. And if you haven't a pen or a pen handy and you're new to ET Yoga, you might want to have one, because there's going to be lots of information tonight being given out where I'll be suggesting you to do further research on certain topics, because there are just so many topics in navigating your way through the minefields that it's going to require some personal effort on your part as well. And one of those places to look is the amazing discoveries by Dr. Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, and the power of water. And if you haven't heard about it, basically he has shown and proven that emotion affects the molecular structure of water. And if you go on the internet and find some of the sites where he's involved, where he'll actually show the pictures taken through the microscope of water that's been blessed with positive energy, and water that's been given negative energy, and it's just an incredible personal experience to see the disfigured shapes from the ugly emotions and the beautiful snowflake crystal-like forms from positive emotions such as love and compassion and gratitude. And incredible discoveries. Water basically having a consciousness of its own and a perfect reflector of consciousness. And water has always been an important part in my life. We've also hear about a structured water, such as what's coming from underground springs and rivers and mountains, and this naturally free flowing water is certainly incredible. When I'm in Europe, I track up to the mountains on about a every 10-day basis and haul down my water for the next 10 days. Incredible, and I know lots of people that actually have cured many things just from drinking that water. And I've heard also many other commentators talk about the amazing healing effects of structured water. Not to mention the fact that, of course, we're mostly made up of water. And in that light, there's been further research done indicating that we have a neural center in the heart, sometimes called the brain in the heart, emitting a magnetic frequency 5,000 times more powerful than that of the brain. And thus we're emitting our emotions on a constant basis. And clearly, because we're made of water, we're affecting our own waters. So this incredible discoveries by Masaru Emoto are just further reinforcement of this whole concept of the really importance of pure water. And unfortunately, one of those minefields to avoid would be the tap water with the fluorides. And what we're learning now is that the fluoride actually calcifies the pineal gland. And not to mention, it's not just the fluoride. And basically, what is fluoride but toxic waste? And it really has never been proven to be effective to do anything, including prevent cavities. So it's kind of like it's almost like a bad joke on the North American population. I know in many places in Europe where I lived, they didn't have any fluoridated water, and yet we find this prevalent in North America. Almost amazing in the times of so much knowledge available on the planet today. Knowledge that people can read about, and yet we constantly permit this kind of abuse to the population. And the whole idea of water and getting hold of good water, and I appreciate that everybody's in different financial circumstances, but I would, in my life, for example, the first thing I do if I would move to a new city, first thing I'm trying to do is I'm trying to set myself up with the best possible water that I can at the time. As I said, when I'm in Europe, I go and get my own water from the mountains, but when I'm at home in the United States, where I'm currently in Orlando, Florida, my first thing to do was went and bought a Berkey filter because there's no possible way that I'm going to be drinking tap water. And the second thing was I bought a Pro Pure filter for the shower because, again, I don't want to be bathing in this toxic soup that is being passed off as water. And I would highly, highly recommend those two products, Berkey, the Berkey Light Filter, and also the Pro Pure Filter for the shower, because it does eliminate most of the fluorides. And if you really check into the subject, you'll find that you can be really pricey to try to get rid of fluoride from water. And these two products do a pretty good job of it. The Berkey Light goes for about $240, and the Pro Pure for the shower is, I think, about $50. But in my way of thinking, that's called covering square number one. It's called you got to have water, and I like to drink a lot of water, and especially if you're involved with a lot of exercise and hydrating the system. To me, this is a really top priority. And I mentioned at the top of the show that I thought I had some really amazing cutting-edge ideas with respect to water. Well, based on the Masaru Emoto discoveries, we're starting to understand more about how important it is that we can put positive energy into water. So, for example, playing Bach or Beethoven music around your supply of water, the water will pick that up. And those, by the way, musical composers, it has been shown that this has a beneficial effect on your DNA. And also crop circle pictures are also an ideal thing to tape on your water containers. Even writing down the words love and peace and harmony, you think that these words don't mean anything. Read the Masaru Emoto research. Even written words have an effect on water. And, of course, in Russia, they're doing lots of experiments with pyramids. And lots of studies now are coming out about the positive effects of pyramids on people and objects and seeds, and everything from radiation effects, etc. They're even apparently in certain hospitals in Russia now, they're even placing pyramids in some of the patient rooms because they realize that they have a beneficial effect on everything around them. But here's the idea that I've tripped across actually in the last week, and I found it at Merlin's Realm. Merlin as in like Merlin the Magician, Merlin's Realm. And the idea is to actually place water inside a pyramid. And you ask, where might you get a pyramid? Well, Dr. Flanagan sells pyramids, and I don't have one personally yet. It's going to be on my list. And he actually does sell different sized pyramids. He has one that's 40 inches from base to top, and that's definitely the one that I've got my mind set on. And the whole concept here is a lot of research has been done with the longevity of animals, and the longevity of certain animals has increased 300 to 400% if they're kept inside a pyramid. And much of the reasons why this works, science hasn't really figured totally out yet, because the pyramid also connects interdimensionally. And I've also been told by some very good sources that actually every pyramid shape has a consciousness of its own. That's quite an amazing concept in itself. But the idea here is centered around anti-aging. For people. And, of course, we can't live in a pyramid. Well, I guess maybe we can. I understand there's actually a city being built in Dubai that is in the shape of a pyramid that will contain about 1 million people. I haven't done the research on this, but this is just kind of a news thing I heard about in the last week or so. But anyway, with respect to personal use of pyramids, having one in your house, it will condition the whole house to a certain frequency as well. Very positive, positive thing. But on this water idea, the idea is to place bottled water inside the pyramid and you charge it for about 3 days and then replace it with new bottles. And so you're getting the same effect as almost like being inside the pyramid all the time by drinking the water. And this is definitely a concept that I think I'm very excited about trying. For the most part, on ET Yoga, I've already done or been there with all the information that I give out. But this one I came across recently. Haven't had the opportunity yet to put together the money and actually order. But I'm going to get one of the pyramids from Dr. Flanagan. And by the way, he's got some amazing videos out. He's apparently on some kind of worldwide tour and talking about the effects of pyramids. And incredibly, he does meditations inside his 40-incher as well. And amazing, amazing stuff. Well worth the research to check out Dr. Flanagan. And, of course, this whole concept about anti-aging. And this also, to my way of thinking, it really ties in really nicely with the Egyptian healing rods. And if you're new to ET Yoga, I highly, highly recommend Egyptian healing rods. Basically, it's the same kind of idea. They were developed in Russia. They're copper and zinc cylinders that you hold that have crystals inside that were forged inside the pyramids. And it's almost the same as being inside a pyramid by using those as well. And the research has shown that about holding them for 15 or 20 minutes is the same as getting an hour of acupuncture. And Egyptian healing rods, a little bit pricey. They're about $270 to $300. There's different kinds. But highly, highly recommend those. And a real double whammy between the Egyptian healing rods and pyramid power and placing water inside the pyramid. So to me, that's... those are just two amazing ideas that are really useful tools in terms of navigating your way around some of the minefields of life in this time. Now, I'd like to also mention that at the Merlin's Realm, there's another amazing little technique that he uses, and I'll quote from him. He says, place a photo of a person within the pyramid and a healing gemstone or other healing item on top of the photo. And the pyramid will transmit the energy of the pyramid and gemstone to the location within the photo, whether this is a place or a person. And that's at Merlin's Realm. An interesting concept. One I've never tried, again, because I just came across this information, but it strikes me as rather fascinating. And I'd now like to move on to another obviously very important area and potential minefield with respect to food. And there's no question that life on planet Earth at the moment, in certain respects, we've agreed to experience a certain kind of limitation on the planet. Many have called it a prison planet because of the manipulation behind the scenes of certain extraterrestrial forces. And also much of it's due to our own lack of deservability and feelings around guilt. And certainly one of the reflections of this is the highly toxic nature of our food. And in particular, I find areas to avoid would be certainly GMO food, things like monosodium glutamate, meat in general, in my opinion. It's definitely a lower frequency than natural food. I would highly, highly recommend people work toward a vegan diet, but at least start off with vegetarian. And as much organic as your budget will allow. And I know that much of the information I'm giving tonight is from personal experience. Where I live right now, I do utilize Whole Foods. I'm aware that at certain times you walk in and you'll find some certain item like tomatoes or potatoes to be particularly pricey. And I try to utilize local farmers as well as Fresh Fields Farm, another source of local food here in Orlando. And certainly this whole idea of organic, I've heard the arguments that, you know, nothing's really totally organic. Well, no, it's not, but it's still the best choice there is. So the point being is make the best choice in food that you can. To be perfectly blunt, there are many grocery stores that, with all the processed food and all the stuff that's in their ingredients, frankly, I view it like kind of like the fluoridated water. It's just not going to come to any good. And these toxic elements that are involved with much of the food supply, it's just... to my way of thinking, beyond belief. And in that regard, if you have not heard about the Great American Rat Experiment, basically a group of rats has fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, and this is from beginning at birth, and the group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. And another group is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet with meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. And this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults, and they suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. Then the third group is also fed the standard American diet, but this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing point, that after the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens within 1 month. Now, to me, that's just, you know, that's just incredible. And it's certainly an experiment that... needs to be put out there, front and center. And also, there's this concept that we're taught in North America about how you need meat for protein. Well, that's definitely a fallacy. And if you want some real amazing documentation concerning that. Go to The Effect of Animal Fats on the Human Body. It's on YouTube. It's by Dr. Michael Clapper, and totally destroys the myth of needing meat. And he goes through his own life experience about how he, as a physician, actually came to those conclusions that about 90% of all the illnesses are, can be directly traced to animal fats in the human body. And definitely it all falls into this whole category of having an attitude or a philosophy around nature and natural products. And certainly as a spiritual person, I'm looking at trying to get out into nature because even the Pleiadians have indicated to us that for every hour you spend with technology, you should try to spend an hour in nature. And I appreciate that for most people, maybe that's not possible. But certainly it's something that you can put on a list and try to do that as best as possible. Because certainly with the chemtrails in the air and the toxicity in the water and all these GMO foods and other items in the food chain, we live in a highly, highly toxic world. And Bashar would state that these toxins, what they do, they get lodged in the immune system and basically immobilize the immune system. And a few of the things that have come out over the years in terms of research is that I know Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in Los Angeles, as well as Bashar, have stated that about 85% of all physical symptoms disappear with a thorough body detox. And I find that an incredible statistic. 85% of physical symptoms disappear with thorough physical detox. And I use the one from Dr. Schultz because Bashar recommended it. And Bashar, by the way, Esasani, channeled by Daryl Anka, in my opinion, is one of the more gives some of the most accurate information on the planet. And he doesn't recommend, he's probably recommended six things that I've heard of him over the last 25 years. And one of the things he recommended was this botanical pharmacy. And the detox programs from Dr. Schultz, they're five-day programs. They have a colon, liver, kidney detox. They even have a product for brain detox. And if you do that thorough detox head to colon, that's a real positive thing to do, obviously, based on the experience and those incredible statistics. And that also goes back to the whole concept of Bashar and his formulas for health. And basically, he has a formula that includes pure water, certainly oxygenating the system, which would include things such as yoga pranayams, lightening up the diet, or a nice polite way of saying getting off the meat, try to eliminate as much stress as possible in your life, definitely detox. And, of course, the one that is highly, highly important is exercise. And those are the foundations of good health. And if you include with that the whole concept, like the Pleiadians put out, that the human body is an amazing healing machine and capable of curing, as Bashar points out, about 99.9% of all issues. We have the capacity if the body's working properly, but when you have a totally compromised immune system, then your body's not going to work properly. And there's certainly been you know, a drastic downhill curve with respect to health in North America. A lot of people trace it back to 1954, when apparently the sulfur was depleted from the soil, and the incidence of all the major diseases just started doubling and tripling. And I heard a statistic this week that one in two people in North America is supposed to get cancer at some point. Well, to me, this is just not acceptable. I mean, I don't know. I grew up, I didn't know anybody, or so few people that had cancer definitely not children. I mean, what's happening really to me is just outrageous. And to my way of thinking, if you go along with what mainstream medical and mainstream news wants you to do, to me, you'll be part of these statistics. And this is one of the reasons I'm doing the show tonight on boarding the minefields. And certainly one of those minefields is the mainstream medical. And I'm gonna mention something on air tonight that I'll bet most of our listeners, I don't know if you've ever even heard of the word, but it's called iatrogenic, and that's I-A-T-R-O-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death. And I looked at the table of iatrogenic deaths in the United States just today. And I'm going to read you the definition of an iatrogenic death. It's a death induced inadvertently, in other words, by accident, by a physician or surgeon, or by medical treatment or diagnostic procedures. Last year's total, 783,936 dead people in 1 year in the United States. Over a 10-year period, that's going to be 7.8 million people. Like, more people die from this than any other than anything else. Cancer, heart disease, all the people that have died in all the wars the United States has fought, nothing kills more people off more than an accidental death. If you don't believe it, go check it out. Like, don't take my word for it. Go look it up. And to me, this is outrageous. And this is one of the reasons why I try to distance myself as much as humanly possible from the medical system. And to me, paying a fine for not having an Obamacare is maybe not such a bad thing. I mean, there are lots of alternative healers out there. There's lots of natural products out there. There's lots of information out there. And if you really want to be self-sufficient and self-empowered, don't give your power away to some organization that's going to abuse you. And I do take my hat off to the medical people who are involved with what I call emergency care and emergency situations, because to my way of thinking, that's the area that I can give praise to the system. But these statistics of 780-some thousand people dying by accident is not acceptable. And it's not publicized anyplace, and it's atrocious. And I think that's atrocious. Another interesting interview to find is Dr. Pete Peterson. He's interviewed at Project Camelot, and he gives an amazing statistic that the actual medical system, their rate of accuracy on diagnostics is at 6%. Well, that's another statistic to me that's just totally not acceptable. And Dr. Pete Peterson has also developed some systems where they actually read the acupuncture points in your body and diagnose the body and recommend the proper natural ingredients and what dosage that'll cure about 85 to 88% of diseased issues. So I highly recommend you watch Dr. Pete Peterson at Project Camelot. Now, another one of the interesting things in life in North America is about 3 in 5 homes have liens on them, apparently. Not to mention that about 60% of the bankruptcies in the country are to do with dental and medical bills. Another reason to avoid the sand trap if you're on the golf course of the medical establishment and dental. And from personal experience, I can say that another thing I find totally atrocious would be why in Eastern Europe a root canal costs about $25 and why it's $1,000 in the United States and up. I have no idea how anybody could justify that extreme difference in cost. I went to a local dental office and was given a cost for the dental work that they would suggested, and it came to $22,000. I went to Europe, and I didn't have all the things they suggested done, but most of them, and got it done for $500. Now, what does that tell me? It tells me that you can take a trip to Europe, have a vacation, get your dental work done there, and it's good people as well, and they do good work, and come back and save about, 80% of the cost. And I think a lot of people in North America need to start, waking up to the fact that maybe certain chronic medical procedures as well as your dental work, if you have the possibility to do so, rather than to go into debt for $20-some thousand dollars or 15 or whatever to your local dentist, it's not necessary. And my advice would be that you need to try to look at all the options that are out there in the world, because these prices are just they're just, to my way of thinking, they're just outrageous. As well as this concept we have in North America about this addiction to pills. Personally, I don't know. I can't even imagine a circumstance where I'm going to take a pill. I don't carry aspirin. I don't know. Taking pills, I know so many people that take like 10 pills a day. For what reason, I haven't totally figured out some of it, but I'm going to try and find a natural way to take care of anything with respect to something that some pill might be that they want you to take for life will give you, besides the negative side effects, water on the brain and a damaged liver. Another one of the traps out there, my way of thinking, is a college trap. I'm a former teacher, and personally, back when I grew up, having a college education was the way to go. My advice today probably is take a good hard look at following your passion, getting some training in something you love doing. To come out of college with $60,000 or $100,000 in debt and then trying to find a job and then trying to pay that off, to me, doesn't make a lot of sense anymore, unless you're really a top-notch athlete and you can get a college scholarship. Because I did have a college scholarship for sports when I went through, academic one as well, but the sports paid for everything and the academic was minimal. Things haven't changed a lot. I actually also used to be involved with College Prospects, had a franchise, generated about $3 million worth of scholarships for local high school athletes in Kelowna, British Columbia. And I kind of know the business, and I know the college costs, and times have changed. Definitely one of those minefields out there, and I would recommend if you're going to go that route of the degrees, really look and see what you can get online, see what you can get at some of the community colleges. Try to get a lot more creative than going into huge, huge debt. I heard about a woman lately that had a $65,000 loan to college and couldn't pay it off during her lifetime, and now she's retired and owes $150,000 because of accrued interest. Another area that's interesting along that line is in Florida they have what's called the Florida Homestead Act, which protects homeowners from creditors. You can't lose your home because they can't force you to sell your home because of a creditor if you go through the proper process. I know there's some other states that have this, and it's something that people should really look into promoting in their state if you don't have that available to you. Also, certainly one of the big traps, as I mentioned, if one in two people is supposed to end up with cancer, there's a lot of things that you could be doing to put yourself in a little better position. Obviously, a thorough detoxing would be one. I wouldn't be taking vaccines. By the way, American beer. Research is now showing that most of it's now made with GMO'd corn, not to mention the toxicities in the waters. So I would suggest European beer. Most countries in Europe have banned GMO crops. German beer would be a good idea. For women, they say that every time you take a mammogram, you increase your odds of getting cancer by about 2%. Of course, nobody wants to tell you that. I would limit television, or I don't even have a television, but, television also lowers the frequency of the immune system. I wouldn't buy into the sun scare because your vitamin D is essential. It is the trigger to the whole immune system, vitamin D. And as far as I'm concerned, the only place you get vitamin D is from the sun, despite what they try to tell you about taking pills. I personally would not want to be eating any fish from the Pacific Ocean right now because of the radiation, nor from the Gulf of Mexico from because of the core exit. I would, as I stated before, really try to think about having a second passport and give yourself some options when it comes to medical and dental costs outside of U.S. borders. In terms of also boosting the immune system, getting rid of metals in the body would be huge. I always keep a supply of bentonite clay. I know and I've heard of mothers groups that had autistic children that actually were feeding bentonite clay to their kids, and the group actually disformed because all their kids were cured from their autistic symptoms. You might want to check that one out. What they were doing was taking baths in about 100-degree temperature with bentonite clay, and also, of course, mixing the clay with water and drinking it. Doesn't taste great, but doesn't taste all that bad either. Bentonite clay sucks metals out of your system. One of those products I wouldn't want to be without. Personally, I like to take about 3 drops of iodine per day as well. If you haven't heard about skate fish oil, again, Dr. Pete Peterson, Project Camelot, he claims that after World War II, they tested hundreds of thousands of children with respect to tooth decay, and taking skate fish oil and apparently 1 drop on a piece of bread totally eliminated tooth decay. Not only that, according to him, it totally eliminates heart disease. Oh, gee, there's another one. Cancer and heart disease, the two big money makers for the medical system. I would buy a bottle of MMS. If you haven't heard about Jim Humble, MMS has been known to cure malaria in 4 hours. It's almost like a miracle cure for a lot of things. I would highly suggest you check that out, even though you may find some disinfo about the product. You're going to find disinfo about a lot of products that work. I try to get some crystal sulfur, as I mentioned before, that crystal sulfur, sulfur is kind of, they say everybody's got a sulfur deficiency in North America, and everything is skyrocketed with respect to the numbers of people with certain diseases, and it all tied together with lack of sulfur. So I would suggest getting some crystal sulfur. It's fairly cheap. And baking soda, one of the real handy ones to have around. Definitely known to do a lot of miracle things in the body. And if you're already involved with the cancer situation or know people that have, I'm going to list to you at least some places where you can at least do some research. If you haven't heard about the story of Harry Hoxie and his cancer clinics and how healing becomes a crime, you need to go and read the story about Harry Hoxie. You also need to check out Earl B. Hall in Pau Darko or Tahibo Tea. And if you want to find an easy way to find Earl B. Hall, just go to my website, etyoga.com. He's got an ad there. Studies and research on 22 different kinds of cancers from Tokyo University using Tahibo or Pau Darko Tea. Check out G. Edward Griffin and Apricots. As I said, mentioned MMS in this regard as well, Jim Humble. Dr. Simoncini from Italy and his treatments with respect to baking soda. Joanna Budwig got a Nobel Prize back in the 40s for some interesting treatments she has concerning flaxseed oil and cottage cheese. Now we know about monatomic elements, and it's turned out that flaxseed oil contains rhodium and iridium, and those are really good things to have. Dr. Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L, and his treatments using vitamin C. And if you haven't heard about David Hudson's lectures about monatomics and the effects of rhodium, there's a good one to check out. And not to mention, least or last, but the THC in marijuana, turning into a real miracle drug. Amazing, amazing research if you want to take the time to do it. Now, if you're really into advanced healing techniques, well, go to the Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes by Greg Braden. Go on YouTube. That's a phenomenal story. Talks about how You can create heart-brain resonance, places you in a situation where you can more effectively contact the universal intelligence field. By the way, Dr. Pete Peterson talks about this universal intelligence field as well in the Project Camelot interviews. Certainly, if you want to get into a healing with the higher self, that's Master Kathumi. Now we're really talking amazing healing methods using mental abilities. And not to mention also healing methods that relate to the cause of any physical disorder. And we get from the Pleiadian information that all disease comes from dysfunctional emotions. And this is a real positive thing to be doing, that if you have any kind of a condition, the first thing you want to do is throw a positive spin on it, so that you're throwing a positive emotional spin on it, so you're not going to get lost in the fear aspect. And also to try and find out why you created the situation in the first place, because one of the big philosophical boo-boos in North America is this whole concept that everybody else is responsible for everything but you. You know, your teachers are responsible for your education, your dentist for your teeth, your doctor for your health. The list goes on and on and on. We push all the responsibility out because nobody wants to take any responsibility. But the fact is that we're 100% responsible for our life experience. And this is a huge difference in philosophy. So the ET Yoga philosophy would be to try to be as self-empowered and self-conscious as possible, to try to be as self-sufficient as possible, and to try to be involved with the more natural ways to do things. Now, concerning your own, let's say, kids, I would highly, highly try to avoid any vaccines. And most people don't know it, but schools have, and if you do the research on this, you'll find that most states have laws that immunization shots are not mandatory, that you can ask for a waiver. And most people don't know their rights, and they get bullied into it, and they just, you know, tell you, that these shots they're mandatory and you have to have them. No, you don't. Check it out. Check out what the rules are in your state, and you'll also find that the tool of noncompliance comes in handy. Like when they came out with that swine flu thing here a couple years back, and only about 16% of Americans got involved with it. Smart. It was only 16% in Europe, too, but I think 50% in Canada that went for it. Regarding your personal sovereignty, Andrew Bartzy's on Friday night show. I know I've heard some of his stuff. I think he does a really great job of outlining this important area about personal sovereignty. Now, that goes back to a topic I'm not going to spend time on here because he does such a good job of doing it. But it kind of stems from the fact that from birth, we're basically bought and sold. We're bought and sold on the stock exchange for about $1.8 million, all U.S. citizens. It's just incredible what's happened going on with respect to our personal sovereignty. It's certainly an area that eventually might get sorted out in the courts, and more people become aware, things will change. I'm trying to focus on tonight's program on what you can do, like, today. And I highly, highly recommend focusing on what you want and not on what you don't want. You can use the ET Yoga archives to help you with developing reality creation techniques. Try to eliminate or delete fear. And try to focus as much as possible on unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion. And certainly to try to identify any areas of victimhood in your life. And if you want to start with identifying areas of victimhood, you can look for anything you complain about, blame, or a justification of your circumstance. All those are indicators that you're in a state of victimhood on that particular subject. If you're looking for a system that works, the Pleiadians highly suggest pure water, the pillar of light technique, the spinning techniques, visualization, and intention. These are things that work on this planet. And there are things that I highly, highly recommend. And if you look into the ET Yoga archives, I do give descriptors for the programs there. And I've given instruction about how to do these techniques, and you can look them up. Remember the basics, that what you believe is. You know, we're living in a holographic computer-like universe, and the language of interpretation is belief. What you believe is, and your thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions create your outer reality. And you need to be a frequency match for what it is you experience. So you need to keep these things in mind. And putting a positive spin on an outer circumstance, because by placing a positive emotional spin or definition on an outer circumstance, you then set yourself up to have a positive experience from that circumstance. And every circumstance has the possibility to be positive. It's like a coin. There can't be an event without two sides. There's always going to be a positive in there someplace. And certainly your state of being determines your circumstances, and don't let circumstances determine your state of being. And the tough one, I know, for a lot of people, but it's one to keep in mind is choose to be happy just for the sake of choosing it. You don't need to be happy because of some outer circumstance. In fact, the whole idea would be like if you were looking into a mirror and you have a frown, what's the odds that the mirror is going to reflect back a smile? Unless you reflect a smile into the mirror, then you're going to get the mirror reflection. So by being happy, you will attract that circumstance, and that eventually will be reflected in your life. A very interesting concept to use in the world today. So I'd like to, at this point in time, I mentioned that I have a lot of products at etyoga.com. Appreciate your support. And I also appreciate your comments concerning ideas you'd like to hear about on ET Yoga. Personal things that you're using now to distance yourself from these minefields that are all over and around us. Certainly, they're there to be navigated. Life can be great on all counts, but I think more so than ever in the history that I'm aware of, you kind of got to be a lot more careful about what you're eating, what you're drinking, and certainly trying to not place yourself in a situation where you're facing bankruptcy, which a lot of the prognosis states that something like 85% of Americans are headed in that direction due to excessive dental or medical bills. And I'd like to wish everyone my sincere best for your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as usual, to close the ET Yoga shows, I like to have the guys in the booth now play Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. but it is also elastic. So as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around. And as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. And faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front, and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.